Hello, thank you so much for joining us this week as we talk about how we can really empower and equip our children spiritually for the school year. I'm sure, like many of you, we've got the backpacks ready, we've got the lunch boxes figured out or found, as in the case of my home. We've got all the school supplies purchased, we've got our clothes ready to be laid out, we've got haircut appointments, we're getting everything ready that we normally do for school. And it just started dawning on me, you know, what am I doing to prepare them spiritually for the school year? And I think there's just some key topics that we could go over this week just to really put our children in a position of empowering them even more for the school year. Come on, you know, we want so much for our children to get A's. We want so much for them to do well, to exceed, to excel. And part of that, since God has made us mind, body, and spirit, part of that is also going after it in the spiritual realm. It's not just all in the natural or in with our minds and with our bodies. That the spirit part has to come with that too. So I'm going to give you little nuggets of information each day this week. But the one I want to start out today is I'm just going to call it a detox. I'm going to call it a detox. That, you know, siblings are so important to Father God. It's His design. I know it's the area where there's generally the most chaos and conflict in the homes is with siblings. But I firmly believe that that is because that was God's built-in training ground to give children the skills and the tools that they need to be successful in their future marriages, in their jobs, with their peers, with their friends, in difficult situations. How can we ever be the light and how can we ever be the salt of the earth if we're never taught how to deal with conflict? We're never taught how to deal with people that are different than us. But I just, you know, come on, I feel it too. I feel the pressure this week of being with my kids 24/7 for 3 months straight. I feel the pressure of even all the joy that we've had this summer. A lot of it's been work for mama. And I'm feeling at the end of my rope. I'm feeling at the end of my energy. I'm feeling like, okay, I'm needing a serious break here. And normally right before the kids go back to school, it's when the parents are like, oh, I can't wait to get rid of you. I can't wait for you to go back. And the whole thing about rejoicing when they're back in school. I just want to slow that down and just maybe and be careful that we're not communicating to our children that we're so excited to get rid of them. And I'm wondering if actually that fatigue or that just kind of that bogging down is actually indicative that something needs to happen spiritually in our homes first. And if we're feeling it, don't you imagine that the children are feeling it? If we're feeling like I just need to kind of be away from you, don't you think they're feeling it too? And here's the thing that I really want to highlight for today, that siblings are so important to Father God and to how He's designed, He's just designed our family structure, that how we relate to our siblings is often what we transfer to our peers. And, you know, if we feel rejected and unwanted and we feel like we don't have anything to contribute, we don't feel like we belong, we generally enter into our friendships with our peers with that same belief system. And so what I want to offer you guys to do today is, and this is great, even if your kids already went back to school, you can still do this. But I want to offer you the opportunity to have a little family detox. And so what I would do with my family is I just gather them in a family circle, in a family meeting is what I call it. And we just go around the room and we just ask, we are all asking as a group and we are asking Jesus, kids are repeating Jesus, would you please show me, who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? And then either they can write it down or they can just keep a mental list of it. And then I help them walk through what does it look like to forgive. So I choose to forgive so-and-so for. And so we're just going through and we're just forgiving our siblings and our family for the ways that we've been hurt, the ways we've been misunderstood, the ways that we have not felt like we've belonged from them. And, you know, this is important because children hold on to that stuff and then they act it out. And why don't we start the school year feeling really good as a family? Instead of feeling like I can't wait to get away from you and I can't wait to get rid of you, I can't wait to be away from my siblings and get back with my friends, what if we actually empowered them to feel safe and secure with their siblings and had them go into their peer situation with that safe feeling? So anyway, the multiple times that I've done this in my family, it is literally like a detox. You know, after you detox, everything just digests and just works better. And so I just encourage you to do that with your own kids. Just sit down and have a family meeting and just go around and just give them an opportunity to rid themselves of the offenses and the lies and the hurts that they've been holding on to with their siblings. Come on, that's day one. Stay tuned for the next days as we go after some additional things that will profit and bless our children as we're sending them out the door for school. All right, be blessed, guys.